This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Of course.
There we go.
Of course.
So I do recognize this. I just had no idea that was the name of the song.
Yeah.
It is a cool song, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a cool song.
Yeah. And John, you're digging this, right? You know.
I've definitely heard this song.
Yeah. That does not surprise me. All right, good morning.
That is not a song that I would say everyone knows.
No, definitely not.
If you're old enough, you know it.
Yeah, I definitely did not know it was Annie Lennox or the name of the song, but I've heard this song.
I've never paid attention to that song at all. That's like that's on commercials a lot. Maybe that's just in background a lot. Like you sit down in a restaurant and that's the Muzak that's playing.
The Muzak?
Yeah.
Muzak.
I think I heard it.
All right. One question before we go to the phone. Yes. I want to get heavy on the phone. So, Rhea, you in the update had Andrew Painter in the update, which I totally dig, by the way. I want to say I'm all in.
Yeah, I like checking him out. I've watched him.
Here's the question. Yep. You've been doing these updates for close to 30 years.
Yes.
Do you ever remember a player where it's possible every appearance he has in the minor leagues, every appearance, will be in an update? Because I doubt it's ever happened.
The only time I would ever remember putting players in updates was probably Chase Utley, Ryan Howard.
Howard for sure, but it wouldn't be daily. No, he played every day. You know, the thing that makes Painter a little bit different, obviously, it's every fifth day.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine there's ever been a player where it is possible for a whole season. Obviously, time permitting. Sometimes
there's
3 Philadelphia sports games the prior night. And it's
yesterday,
harder to fit
I probably wouldn't have been able to get it in. It was a little busy.
All right, 215-592-9494. Devin, your thoughts on the schedule. You saw it. You thought what?
This is going to be tough, but I expected it because we knew their opponents. Like I think in terms – I agree with James in terms of like timing – and the actual days that they're playing and where the bye week falls, I think that actually worked out in their favor. And you talk about, you know, bad luck. I don't know if this is bad luck. You look at the New York Giants, who have been terrible, and they have the hardest ranked schedule in the league.
Yeah,
so,
that's very odd.
Very odd.
The Cowboys' schedule is also considered extremely hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like the NFC East. Like we're playing tough opponents.
Yeah, the North and the AFC West are tough divisions. Yeah. You know, the NFC West.
And just quick clarification. Part of what a huge part. Of what makes the Giants' schedule considered harder than the Eagles, the Giants have to play the Eagles twice.
Yeah, the division.
The Eagles get to play the Giants
absolutely,
twice.
Absolutely.
No, I just want to, because people hear that.
No, you're right, though. It's a good point.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
But the Giants have to play the Eagles, and that's an advantage for the Eagles.
The games that stand out to me that I don't like are playing at Tampa in September again. Like, do we remember how hot that game was last season?
I'm telling you, that is such a huge factor. Having done this, I'm telling you, it is different in September than it is in December.
Eagles lost there in 2018
in September. Florida.
Now, they won there in 2023,
football,
for what it's worth.
I'm telling you, when you play football in Florida, just go to Florida.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to.
The air.
I wish the Buffalo and Tampa games were swapped.
Yes.
In the summer, I go to the beach. You can tell it's so much hotter. The sun
and it's humid too.
So much faster, and the humidity is like 100%.
Yep.
And it's raining six times a day, and then it's sunny again, and then it's raining.
Yeah, I think
and then
last
it's sunny again.
Season it was like right after a hurricane, and it was sunny, but it was like players were throwing up and getting
the
like IVs of hydration.
Makes it impossible to escape the heat. That place is so awful for sports like weather, and it's oppressive. And when you're playing football in that, you got the pads that make it even more difficult to move around, difficult to breathe. They're heavy. They're hot. Mm-hmm. It's just, it really is a mess. But those games, though, when you play the Dolphins, when you play the Buccaneers in September and they're home, I don't know what the numbers say.
It's a decided advantage.
They win. They win. Mm-hmm. Period. In September, as a player, we were dead, and we weren't even out of warm-ups.
Wow.
And it was guys. And plus, you know, they make sure that you're putting your dark uniforms on when it's September, and they're the home team in Florida.
All right, too. That's also where Donovan Yakky yacked the first time in his career. That was in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
yeah. A little throw up action. Let's go, folks.
Yacked. That was good.
Hey, Seltzer, don't talk back. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hold on, Joe. I'm sorry about the noise. I got to pull my leg in and close the window.
Hey, Mark, I don't advise it because I could be sued, but just know it's kind of a good move.
Man, I'm driving down to Delaware Beaches right now. I have my left leg out the window and, you know, just feeling the breeze between the toes, man.
Yeah. There you go. You get a little air massage on those feet.
Yeah, there you go.
It really is. Man.
Coming from the camera, that's not, is not surprising, though.
There
you
go, sir. All right, what do you got, Mark?
So, Eagles schedule. The only thing I'm kind of really disappointed about is they're playing the Commanders like twice in the last couple of weeks.
Really, you know? Aggravating.
Yep. Yeah.
I hate that. In between playing the Commanders, they're playing the Bills.
I wonder how consequential
that game will be.
Right.
You wonder why the NFL did that.
Right.
That could potentially be a Super Bowl preview. And you're putting it that late in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Marie, that's something I really didn't think about. I mean, because the Bills could be in the Super Bowl, the Eagles, or the Commanders, you know? So.
Look, here's the way I break it down, Mark. That makes it harder that the Bills are in there, but I think that I don't mind just off the cuff that the Bills game is the 16th game. Like, from a fairness standpoint or an intrigue standpoint,
It could end up being a massive end-of-season game that we're all super excited for. Yeah.
It could impact seeding in both conferences. The thing that bothers me, because we've seen this in the NFL now for about 10 years, this idea of playing the same team twice in 3 weeks, one issue. The second issue, everyone knows this division is probably coming down to the Eagles and Washington. To have to wait until near Christmas to see them play once, it's just dumb.
Especially after the NFC Championship game as a rematch. It's like you're waiting for like literally almost a year to play again.
How about this factor? How about the fact that, you know, normally in a given season, about a third of the quarterbacks get knocked out by the end of the year, maybe even a little more?
Totally.
I mean, you got about a 30 to 40% chance that you could have both games played without one of the quarterbacks?
Totally.
I mean, that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. You know, Mark, like, to me, NFL does a lot right. I think that's dumb, man. All right, Mark, good call, buddy. Appreciate it. By the way, when you call in today, your chance to win. $100 gift card, Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. They got three locations in Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Make sure you visit them in person or online. josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com. By the way, one thing for all our watchers on YouTube, I'm not a wuss. I mean, I am, but I'm not here. I put my hat on, not because I looked ridiculous for YouTube. I don't really care. But there was a bride-to-be that walked by in our last commercial break. She wanted a photograph. For photographs, hat has to go on, hair being what it is.
And she said the hammer has to win on her wedding day.
And why, Rhea? Because she was pro hammer.
Yes. She loves you.
She does. She was telling me she's thinking about leaving the fiance in the next couple hours.
Well, I was thinking all this pro hammer stuff, the fiance might want to think about leaving her.
Yeah.
That's a good point, James. All right, here's how you win the Joseph Anthony Sponsor Line $100 gift card, which, of course, is a great thing. You got to give us who or what is cheesy. Who or what is cheesy? Velveeta good. Why? Top Gun, love it. One of my all-time favorites. Came out, what, 39 years ago? Is that 86?
Yeah, 39 years ago.
Great movie. Has a cheese element to it, or two, or three. Most exemplified by the volleyball scene. It's as cheesy as it gets.
All-time cheese.
Volleyball scene, Top Gun, it's wild cheese.
I'm highly in favor of the volleyball scene.
Would expect you to be, Rhea.
All right, give us a, well, that's true. Give us a great answer. For who or what is cheesy, best answer whoever provides it's going to win the $100 gift card. Joseph Anthony, Spa and Salon. Richie, what are you thinking here?
I cook at my house a lot now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yo, like I'm actually getting good at cooking things.
Good for you.
My kids love Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Yes.
Cooper Sharp American cheese. It has to be Cooper Sharp.
You're going literal American here.
Yes. They insist in my house on Cooper Sharp American cheese. That's what we do in our home.
That's what we do! That's how you do.
That's right, what Devin, you do!
Devin, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
Well, I was actually going to go with a literal cheese, too, so I need to
Well, you guys are boring.
Pivot really quick.
Is everybody just going to pick actual cheese?
No, I'm not. No.
No.
Okay,
my
James,
God.
You can go.
All right.
Seltzer, go for it.
This is,
yeah, we just got to pass.
I think this will resonate with some people and not with others. What? I think Valentine's Day is the cheesiest thing of all time. Like this
fourth
day of the, I'm going to love you today, not every other day. It's just so cheesy.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Rhea, who or what is cheesy?
Cheeseheads. I mean, you're walking around with a piece of cheese on your head, and you think you look cool.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of ways to go here. I'm going to go with that certain type of host on TV, exemplified by, like, the Ryan Seacrest, the Mario Lopez, the who's the guy that used to be on MTV? Carson Daly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all three of those guys to me, Carson Daly, Mario Lopez, Ryan Seacrest.
So they've done quite well being cheesy.
No, they have, but let's be real. They drip cheese. They just
I think Mario Lopez is the cheesy.
I agree, John.
He is unbelievably cheesy. Hey, I just saw something else that's kind of – I don't even know if you'd call it cheesy.
Wow.
You know, when the guy walks by and he thinks – I don't know what he was saying. It's usually going to be something like, hey, the Giants are better or, you know, like I'm a Giants guy or I'm a Dallas Cowboys guy.
You are?
Like. No,
Seltzer, cut that audio.
This guy walks by. He's
you
having
can't
a
say
conversation.
That when you're rooting for the Knicks. I'm just saying, you can't say that. When
and
you're
I'm yeah, I'm a Knicks guy too. The guy walked by. Did you see him?
Yeah, he's
just
having
now?
A conversation
he
with us, and we have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, we can't hear you, man. Like I know you thought that was witty, whatever it was. Whatever.
He was proud
was.
Of himself.
It was a conversation yes. he
That's
was holding.
Funny.
We have no idea what that wittiness was, man, because Joe was talking. We couldn't hear you.
That's funny.
I'm sorry.
I thought of another answer. I just thought of another answer.
Cheesy. What do we got?
So I think a good kind of cheesy, maybe in later seasons, not so good, but Ted Lasso.
You know, that's a pretty good answer. Yeah.
Thank you.
He is magnificently cheesy.
It's intentionally cheesy. Yes. So,
but,
you know.
Yeah. But it means that works a lot. And that team takes those cheesy lessons, they apply them, and they're better for it.
Give us a big-time answer. You can win the $100 gift card. Who or what is cheesy? Best answer, you win the gift card. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Neil right now, Northeast Philly. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, good morning. Devin, I want you to bring the Eagles good luck again and the tough schedule. You know, you were excellent as sideline reporter, and you brought them a Super Bowl title, so I expect it again.
Thank you. I'll try my best.
Also, a shout-out to Devin and Ruben Amara Jr., 8 a.m. tomorrow, and Go Birds Radio on Saturday as well.
There you go. By the way, I haven't said it yet. Only found out last week that you've got the show.
How did you just find out last week?
It's all right. You never mentioned my show on Saturdays either, so it's all good.
First of all, Saturday early morning when Devin and Ruben's new show's on, I'm typically sleeping in. At some point, I got to catch up on sleep.
Yeah,
that's number one.
Nice.
Devin, congrats on the show.
Thank you. I will say, Ruben and I are actually off tomorrow because I'm running in the Eagles Autism Challenge. But
wow.
No, Devin.
Wow.
We'll be back next week.
You can catch Go Birds Radio 1 to 3 tomorrow.
There you go.
Do you have a goal? Do you have a time goal for your Autism Challenge run?
I don't. So because of the weather, I haven't been able to run at all this week. So I'm kind of nervous about in that sense.
Excuses,
but it's only 5K.
It's only 5K. Jump right into excuses. There was no equivocating. Right, no excuses.
Man. And by the way, just because you haven't run in three or four days, who gives a damn?
Yeah.
Joe hasn't run in three or four many years.
I'm up to light jog. James, I'm up to light jog.
I'm proud of you.
Light jog.
No way.
Yeah, light jog.
For how far, though?
Well, I want a treadmill, so I don't know. I mean,
It tells you, the treadmill tells you exactly how far you're going, right?
Well, it actually wasn't even 10. I forget.
You went maybe like a couple.
Light jog in 10 minutes, probably like half a mile.
I'm just easing my way into it. All right, Neil, talk to
you. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Neil, what do you got in our sports scene?
Well, I believe even though the NFL tried to screw the Eagles, I'm still optimistic with Fangio and Nick, and the offensive, line and the defensive players they drafted and Howie. So I say 13-4, record wise.
Well, that would be really an accomplishment, big time. Neil, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
I'll say a mozzarella pizza with anchovies.
You got it, my man. I'll tell you right now, I am not, and I mean this, I am not voting for actual cheese.
I'm with you.
I'm just not doing it. I'll tell you who absolutely is a player.
Did he just say mozzarella pizza?
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Yes, that's so gross.
That's a weird way to say it.
Normally people just say a cheese pizza or plain pizza or whatever.
You don't say a mozzarella pizza
horrible.
With anchovies.
Horrendous. All right, let me tell you who was, I can't emphasize this enough. If you're on the younger side, trust me on this one. Not cheesy was Rick Tocchet as a player, all right? I was watching him last night. I did, beating up people on YouTube.
Yeah, whatever the opposite of cheese as a player was Rick Tocchet.
I mean, Rick Tocchet was not cheesy. All right, let's listen. We had Mark Recchi on the show yesterday. Recchi here for 10 years, Tocchet here for 11 years. Let's listen to Mark Recchi yesterday on our program talking about Rick Tocchet becoming the Flyers head coach.
I'm excited, really excited. When I heard he wasn't going back to Vancouver, I was like, oh, man, this might be a perfect fit.
Yep.
And what great timing, with everything. So excited and happy for him, happy for the Flyers. I mean, Jonesy and Benny and Mr. Helfrich, they're trying to do the right things here and get this organization back on track when I think they're doing a terrific job. And by hiring Tocchet, I think just, solidifies a lot of things for the organization, and it's really exciting.
I'm excited that Tocchet's the coach. And obviously the main thing is they got to get players. We all know that. I mean, you could have the greatest coach of all time in there. If you don't have players, it's not going to make enough of a difference. But I'm excited that Tocchet's part of it. Look, you can react on the Tocchet thing, 215-592-9494. Also, you can react if you heard our interview yesterday with Brian Dawkins. It was late in the show. Now, if you didn't hear it, we're going to play a lot of audio through today's show of some of what he said, one of which was him touching on the 2024 Eagles and the overcoming adversity thing, which obviously they did. Let's listen to Doc, one of the many things he said to us yesterday.
So I was extremely proud of how they have endured during the season, because if you listen to, I won't say everybody here in Philadelphia, there's a lot of individuals here in Philadelphia that weren't happy after the first like 5 weeks.
I was one of them.
And obviously they weren't playing in a way that led you to think that they would get to that point. So I dig it. But the part that I love about it is I believe that there were some conversations, and, you know, we've been in those locker rooms, and you've been in those locker rooms as well, that you close the doors, and you sometimes you have tough conversations with one another about situations. And then when you come out of that thing, then you do things differently. To me, that's what happens, especially towards the middle and then the end of the season. Some tough conversations were had, right? Players, coaches, but player to player. And they decided as a team that this is what we're going to do going forward. And when they reached the playoffs, it was an absolutely different team. So what we saw is what happens when you deal with stuff during the season so that you can absolutely play your best ball at the end of the season. And that's what this team did. They played their absolute best game of the season. Yeah. Think about it. In the Super Bowl. That's exactly what you want.
Look, it was an incredible, I thought, hour with, and not because of us, because of Doc. His hour with us was unbelievable. We're going to play big chunks of that as we move through, and obviously you can react. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, something Elliot said recently. We're going to get to that. Also, more on the Phillies. They start a new series tonight. Who or what is cheesy? You can win the gift card. And your thoughts on the Eagles' schedule. Do you agree with John's thought that 11-6, for instance, is more likely than like 13-4 or 14-3? Obviously, they were 14-3 last year and have been two times in the last 3 years. But the schedule's rough, man. What's your reaction to it? 215-592-9494 from Borgata. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.